Hey guys, and welcome to Fear the Walking Dead, an unofficial podcast about the AMC original series, Fear the Walking Dead. My name is Mufsa Mahbub, and I've watched every episode of the show, so if you guys are tuning in to Fear the Walking Dead for the first time, what I do here is discuss everything about the current week's episode. This week, we will be discussing everything about the episode, which is titled Blood in the Streets. To find more Fear the Walking Dead podcasts on film-book.com, all you got to do is search up the term Fear the Walking Dead. You can also email us at podcasts@film-book.com with Fear the Walking Dead in the subject line. I was definitely prepared to say that Blood in the Streets may have been the best episode of Season 2 in the series so far. But as I was thinking back to the show's first season, this would be the best episode that the show has ever done. Not that the story wasn't built upon a bad character choice, talking about Alicia, by the way, but it was a choice made a few episodes back. And the crisis this week didn't really leave any room for our heroes to get involved with. So basically what I'm trying to say is they had to rise to the occasion, and they had to be pretty smart and form a united front. And the show was better for it. I wanted to start by saying that at the very beginning of the season, that this show needed some more scary things to happen with our main group in order for them to do a lot of unifying. The more people kind of got shuffled around and pretty much were on their own in this zombie apocalypse. So the more the series ended up making them, you know, giving them bad self-destructive choices, the worse the show kind of gotten. There needed to be a way for them to get together as a team, and the Walker attacks weren't really doing any of it. Although last week's beach standoff did work to some extent. I mean, in Blood in the Streets, the yacht was invaded by a small group of wannabe pirates who were more than experienced at conning others into letting them aboard their vessel. This group was led by Connor, who's the scavenger who has taken it upon himself to murdering people in order to survive. With him also came Jack, the young man that Alicia was talking with at the yacht, who she thought was helping them back in the premiere. And then we also have Reed, who's Connor's mean-spirited trigger man. And last but not least, we also have a young pregnant woman who acted as the team's bait. So all of our main characters got jumped, which kind of forced them into trying to find a way to get back at them, but individually. They were all not thinking alike in their plans, but they all had one common goal, which was to escape and find a way to overcome their enemies. Madison, she tried the diplomatic approach, where she tried to get into the pregnant girl's head while Alicia decided to play nice with Jack. Meanwhile, Travis and Daniel sent some signals to one another so that Travis can find a way to sneak a weapon into the mix. It was really for the first time on this show that I was basically rooting for the main guys to win. Hell, I even started to like Chris, which was a pretty big deal. And I haven't even gotten to the best part of the show, which was the exploring Strand's backstory, at least in flashbacks. It's important, notable moments that kind of helped explain how Strand got really wealthy and how he got the yacht and how he ended up getting safe passage into Mexico. There were a couple of character layers that kind of shaped Strand into something more than just this mean antagonistic guy. We also had a special guest, Doug Ray Scott, on this episode, who plays Thomas Abigail, this wealthy real estate shark who Strand ends up working for after he lost all his property after Hurricane Katrina. I kind of like this backstory a lot, not just because it filled in the gaps, but it also kept Strand's sociopathic tendencies intact. He wasn't just a right-off-the-back kind of criminal, but he was ruthless, but also pretty honorable in his own way. And that was important here because this chapter kind of, you know, also involved Travis and Maddie trying to decide whether or not they should get rid of Strand if they got the opportunity. So when they had to choose to rescue him at the end, it felt right. I feel like finding out that Strand and Thomas were actually lovers during the last two flashbacks was supposed to come off more as a surprise, and it actually was. But by then, I knew I already knew what was up with them anyway. In fact, their first scenes together had a very intimate vibe taking shape. Make me just wanted to assume that they were somehow attracted to one another. I noticed that there was a lot of flirtation going on back and forth. I thought my only main concern would be that the entire flashback arc would have worked better if they hadn't treated Strand's sexuality as something that needed to be a surprise. I mean, I feel like they didn't really need to do that, but what can I say? Overall, though, this episode worked pretty well, as did Nick's little side venture to get Strand's man, Lewis. I had no idea that Nick would, you know, what was Nick been up to this whole time? You know, once he went into that desolate town. But I was intrigued. Having Nick overcome his addiction, mostly, it continued to be one of the most interesting characters that we have on this show. And his lazy approach to being fearless kind of added to this, you know, strange charm of his. Plus, nothing really took him over the edge emotionally. He was more than willing to, you know, smear himself into zombie guts and then just walk through a place that had a ton of zombies everywhere. So Blood in the Streets brought our main characters together in, you know, probably one of their vulnerable moments in the season so far. And there was no room for them to argue that much because they all had to think like one mind, both physically and psychologically, in order to beat their captors. And with the show experimenting with their first ever flashback sequences, it really gave us a great way to learn more about Strand. So there you have it, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of Here to Walking Dead. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. All you gotta do is search up Mufsin Mahbub or Here to Walking Dead. You can also find me on Twitter at twitter.com/MufsinNY if you guys have any questions for me. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you are listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and even leave us a comment in the comment section. Tune in next week when we review the latest episode of Fear the Walking Dead. Thanks for listening, Deadwalkers. We'll see you next time.